Hey now, welcome. This is Nick Taylor, Executive Director of the Alumni Relations Office at Saginaw Valley State University, to welcome you to the SVSU Cardinal Alumni Podcast. This is our Cardinal Alumni Podcast for August of 2024. Coming up later, we're going to talk a little bit about some sporting news, some university news, and then obviously wrap up with some things for you just for alumni. So let's kick it off in the sports world. It might seem strange that we're talking about sports here in August around campus, but we had a big announcement happen just this last month. Our 2024 Athletics Hall of Fame was announced. We start with Tom Bedour. Tom was a track and field two-time indoor national champion in the high jump in 1987 and 1989, and a five-time All-American. Marsha Bobine has been entered into the Hall of Fame based on softball. She was the fourth GLIAC Softball Player of the Year for SVSU in 2009. John Waters was introduced into the Hall of Fame as part of the football and track and field teams. He played football for the Cardinals in 1975 and 1977-78. Our next entrant was Louis O'Neill from the men's basketball team. He played for men's basketball from 1978 to 81. He was a two-time NAIA All-American as he earned honorable mention in 1981 and first-team recognition in 1982. Emily Wendling will be joining us for women's basketball in the Hall of Fame. She played basketball at SVSU from 2012 to 2017. She was a second-team NCAA All-American selection in 2016 and was the 2015-2016 GLIAC Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Our next award winner is Rob Cook. Rob played football for SVSU from 1987 to 1990 and was a three-time All-Conference selection with the GLIAC in 1988 and 89 and the Midwest Intercollegiate in 1990. Our team entering the Hall of Fame this year is the 2012 men's SVSU soccer team. They are the winningest team in program history with an 18-3-4 overall record. They had a 14-match unbeaten streak. The team added to the historic season by advancing all the way to the NCAA Division II National Championship, where it finished as the runner-up after a tough 3-2 loss in the championship game. Our last honoree is one of the founding members here at SVSU, Harvey Randall Wicks. They want to honor the legacy of Harvey Randall Wicks, whose philanthropic vision and generosity helped provide a solid foundation for the launch and growth of SVSU as an educational center in this region. Harvey Randall Wicks was a major contributor to the start of SVSU. The Wicks Foundation supplied the initial $1 million towards the $6 million building cost of Saginaw Valley State College. Wicks Hall and the Harvey Randall Wicks Memorial Stadium on campus are named in honor of these contributions. So all of those folks are going to be honored coming up. The 2024 Cardinal Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place on Friday, September 20th on campus prior to the home opening football game against Truman State on the 21st. If you're looking for tickets or information, you can contact our athletic department here at the university. Let's get into some SVSU news now. SVSU nursing students achieved a 98% pass rate on their licensing exam, which makes us now rank in the top 10% nationally for careers. The nursing program at SVSU continues to stand out for career prep as its students posted an exemplary 98.4% first-time pass rate on the NCLEX, that's the National Licensure Exam. Nurses must pass this exam to become licensed and enter the nursing profession, and 124 SVSU nursing students passed the test this past year and are ready to begin work. We still offer one of the largest undergraduate nursing programs in the Midwest with high standards of instruction and clinical prep. Its quality really has garnered some notice. SVSU is ranked in the top 10% of nursing schools nationally by rnccareers.org, which annually evaluates more than 1,700 nursing schools in the U.S. to assemble its merit-based rankings. Congratulations to the nursing program there. Big news coming out of the division that Alumni Relations sits in. We're very excited. We hired a fundraising leader as our new vice president for development. SVSU has announced that Brian Bruner will join the university as its inaugural vice president for development following a national search. Brian comes to SVSU from Lindenwood University in Missouri, where he has served as the assistant vice president for advancement for the past 4 years. He's familiar with the Great Lakes Bay region, having graduated from CMU and working there for 8 years across two terms of employment. We welcome Brian here coming up in the next week, and I'm sure that he'll be a guest for us soon. One thing that the university has added in the educational field, we've added a graduate certificate program in strategic organizational communication. Some of you might be interested in this out there. SVSU's created a new graduate certificate program in strategic organizational communication. The program begins in the fall of the 2024 semester. It's designed for working professionals. The certificate program equips students with skills to navigate organizational changes effectively and provides an understanding of the role of new media to promote and lead their organization. The Strategic Organizational Communication Program draws upon the expertise of faculty who taught both in communication and the Media Administration Master's Degree program that we offered previously. Applications for the inaugural cohort are now open. For more information about the graduate certificate program, you can including the admissions requirements and course details, please visit us at svsu.edu. Let's get on to some alumni news. Coming up right now, we've got about a week left, and this is a major call for all of you that are out there. Our nominations are open for the 2024 Distinguished Alumni Awards. We offer 7 awards, one for each college, as well as one for what we call our Gold Alumni. That's a graduate of the last decade, and one for a veteran alumni. If you know an alum that's out there that really you think deserves this distinction, please, please, please visit us at svsu.edu/alumni and nominate them. Nominations do close on August 15th, so only got a few more days here left to get those nominations in. Be sure to do so as soon as possible. Secondly, we've just completed and had a great time at our SVSU annual Alumni Legacy Golf Outing. We had over 140 participants this year participate in the Alumni Golf Outing, and we raised over $13,000 to give back to the Legacy program here. If you remember, if you're an alum out there, remember that as an alum, your student, should you have a child who comes to SVSU, we offer a $1,000 legacy scholarship along with a cohort program to help them as they make their way through SVSU. The money raised for our alumni golf outing all goes towards our legacy program there. Lots of fun, lots of great folks. It was fun to see all of them out and have a good time. The weather held off, and we really enjoyed the event. So next year, if you're interested, be sure, maybe pencil it even now. We always host our annual golf outing on the first Monday of August each year here locally for us at Apple Mountain. Okay, well, that wraps up our alumni news, our SVSU news, our sporting news. We got a major announcement here at the end. We've been listening. We've been listening to you, seeing how many of you are listening to us and been taking suggestions. And so we're going to be changing the format of this podcast coming up. We hear a lot of folks get the news through their newsletter. So we're going to be coming back to you here soon, next month, with a new format, which is all going to be all about professional development from an SVSU perspective. So we're going to have episodes to include things like tips for working remotely from alumni that are working here. We're also going to talk about AI in the workplace and how that's changing what we do day to day. We may be talking about some networking etiquette and how-tos, how to branch out and talk to more folks on there and talk about ways in which our alumni office can help doing that, as well as mentorship in the workplace and how to stay involved in the community. With that, one of the things that we want to do, you know, we always have our outgoing question of the day. I would love to hear, you can email us at alumni@svsu.edu. What are some professional development categories or tips or things that you would like to learn about? Things that we can go and research, find the professionals here on campus, and bring that information to you. So if you have an idea, I want you to email it. Put it, remember, in the subject line. We want you to put it for the SVSU podcast question of the day. And then let us know what kind of topics are you interested in as far as professional development so that we can help. Prizes for the best suggestions. We're going to have our SVSU pullover, cutting board, wine glass, all the good stuff that we love to hand out for that. So be sure to let us know. With that, I hope that you go out and remember that Cardinals stand out in the community. Do great things. We'd love to hear from you. Go Cards. Take care, everyone.